India and Pakistan have fought three wars since they split from each other back in 1947. The animosity between the two nations is real, and it was stoked by the Mumbai attacks. The United States is urging both countries to work together more. The World's Carol Hills tried to find out why India and Pakistan can't seem to do that.
Just 1 week ago, the world was reeling from the attacks in Mumbai.
Terror attacks in multiple locations across Mumbai. The worst, as I said, terror attack that I think India has ever seen.
Then almost immediately came the predictable blame game between India and Pakistan.
With initial investigations pointing fingers at Pakistani-based militants, Indo-Pak relations are once again on tenterhooks.
And then blame for who started the blame game. Abbas Nasir is the editor of the Pakistani newspaper, Dawn.
A lot of people here felt great pain and empathy for the Mumbai victims for the simple reason that in Pakistan, terror attacks are almost becoming a part of our daily existence, you know. But it was really a sorry sight to see sections of the Indian media immediately started a blame game. Finger-pointing happened towards Pakistan.
Pakistanis and some Indians blame India's crowded media scene for starting the blame game. Today, more than 60 English and regional language news channels fight for the attention of Indian viewers.
Efforts are apparently on to talk to the terrorists who are holding the hostages.
Most were launched in the last 3 years as India's economy boomed and advertising rates soared. But as every American knows, fierce competition in TV news can sometimes produce reckless reporting. India's Naginda Shamir of the Hindustan Times says TV played a big role in the Mumbai story.
The news broke on television. For 72 hours, people were glued to their television sets. So the entire issue, the entire terror attack, its fallout, resignation of senior ministers, this particular attack has had an unprecedented impact by the media, especially by television channels, that is clear here.
And the blame Pakistan theme of much of the coverage ricocheted back over the border, where parts of Pakistan's media then became hysterically anti-India. Abbas Nasir says his newspaper, Dawn, has tried to remain even-handed, but he laments that an opportunity was missed.
You must understand that as Pakistani sees it, the Pakistanis first chose to see the Mumbai incident as a 9/11. But the Indian reaction, pointing the fingers at Pakistan, its people and its state and government, and therefore the finger pointing at Pakistan, which itself has suffered massively on account of terrorism, for it to be held responsible, for its people to be threatened with war and retribution, where this lunatic fringe is holding the Pakistani society hostage as well.
Indian columnist Saeed Naqvi says the people of India and Pakistan, for the most part, eat the same food, sing the same songs, and read the same poets. And that Indian politicians are often guilty of stoking tensions with Pakistan for their own purposes.
Don't forget, Indian democracy is real. And sometimes certain parties in India ratchet up the Hindu-Muslim and therefore the India-Pakistan thing for their own electoral gains also.
Saeed Naqvi says India's democracy may be messy and imperfect, but it is strong and resilient. He holds out no such hope for Pakistan.
Pakistan, unfortunately, will never, ever be a democracy like us for the simple reason the whole sociology there is much more feudal. The army is very powerful. The intelligence agency is powerful. It is not egalitarian. It is a very, very feudal, imposed from top democracy.
This, he believes, keeps Pakistan eternally unstable and unreliable as a neighbor. That's the kind of statement that irks many Pakistanis, like Abbas Nasir.
If the Indians were a little more democratic in their outlook towards Pakistan, if they were a little more sensible that they're a billion-strong country and we are one-tenth their size in terms of population, etc., and we are probably one-thirtieth or one-fortieth their size in terms of resources, that they need to make the first move. They can't be the big brother. And I think that has been the problem.
Today, the blame game over Mumbai continued. India's prime minister said it was clear the attacks originated on a neighbor's soil, a clear reference to Pakistan. And protesters in the Pakistani city of Rawalpindi condemned India for falsely accusing their country. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.